Penguin Random House Audio presents Jackie, a Novel by Dawn Tripp. Read for you by Carissa Vacker and Linda Jones. For My Father. Author's Note. Jackie is a novel, a work of fiction inspired by the life of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. It is the story of a woman who projected a myriad of selves and who was, at her core, a deeply private person with a nuanced and formidable intellect. It is also the story of a love affair, a complicated marriage, and the fracturing of identity that comes in the wake of unthinkable violence. A lover, a mother, a wife. Jackie reckoned with the decades-long challenge of living in the glare of the public eye, learning to harness the power surrounding her, to forge an authentic life and emerge as her true self, a brilliant, fiercely creative woman who grew up to be an artist and whose medium was fame. E.L. Doctorow once said, "The historian will tell you what happened. The novelist will tell you what it felt like." In Jackie, that interstice is what I wanted to explore. The space between what took place and what she might have felt, what happened to her, and how the world perceived it versus how she might have experienced it. I came to Jackie's story through a photograph. It's not a well-known image, but to me it was striking. A black-and-white photograph of Jackie and Jack in the summer of 1957 at the airport. Her back is to the camera, her skirt filled with wind, a triple strand of pearls around her neck. She is standing with Jack in a doorway. He leans in toward her, perhaps to say something, perhaps to kiss her goodbye. It fascinated me, that photograph and the intimacy captured between these two young people. It was clear they had little idea they were being photographed. The moment was private, a faint tension between them, a stiltedness or a longing held in check, something said or left unsaid, and also a vulnerability, a tenderness. I found it a moment of heartbreaking beauty, a leave-taking. Jack might have been setting off on a campaign trip. Jackie was pregnant by then with Caroline. I studied this photograph, and to me, it was like fire. Over the next few days, I wrote several different passages about it longhand, from both Jack's and Jackie's perspective. In Jackie, they each remember the photograph years after it was taken, and it matters to each of them for different reasons and in different ways. Who was Jackie? Who were Jack and Jackie together before they were myth? When they were just two people, not well known, young, newly married, with all the incipient joys and thorns that come with a complex love affair. Who were they? As people, who was she? I printed out that image, their bodies in shadow, their faces close, a bright rush of the white sky behind. The vulnerability in that tentative intimacy became the heart of this novel. I researched for years before I felt I could begin to write. The story seemed too immense at first, too public. So much had already been written. But the deeper I moved into the research, the more I began to feel how incomplete our collective understanding of Jackie might be. Doris Kearns Goodwin, who knew Jackie, once said, "Culturally, something happened between her and the decade that she lived in." This statement for me was a key. I found it exhilarating, the possibility of creating a novel that could be an extended interrogation of Goodwin's words. I read many, many books about Jackie, Jack, Bobby Kennedy, and other historical figures featured in this novel. I also read countless articles, magazines, newspapers. I read letters and spent time at the JFK Library. I went to see places where Jackie had traveled. I read poems she loved. I read lines of Caroline's and John's about their mother's passion for books and literature. In the introduction to a collection of poems I read to my sons years ago, Caroline reflected on how she inherited a love of poetry and language from her mother, and how that love gave rise to her desire to instill a similar love in her own children, not only because of the pleasure it will bring, but because the power of ideas and the ability to express them is the greatest power we have. Those words stayed with me. They said something not just about Jackie, but also about a driving belief that she had passed on to her children. Looking at photographs, even iconic photographs, Jackie and Jack on a sailboat before they were married, Jackie holding Caroline as a baby with her little teeth digging into her mother's string of pearls, Jackie in a white column dress, whispering with Jack in a White House corridor, Jackie and Bobby in the years after Jack was assassinated, Jackie riding her bike alone in Aquinnah, I began to wonder not about those images per se, but what might have happened directly before a photograph was taken, what might have happened directly after. I began to seek out photographs that captured her when she might not have known the camera was on her, a photograph of her swinging Caroline through the surf, another of her kneeling next to John, their backs to the camera as they watch Jack leave in a helicopter from the lawn. There was a moving, free simplicity in those candid images. What might she have been thinking, feeling? There were so many facets of her, those she projected and those projected onto her. Jackie, Jax, Jacqueline, Miss Bouvier, Mrs. Kennedy, Mrs. Onassis, Jackie O. At the same time, I felt that almost everything I read or learned seemed to miss dimensions of what was most human and, in doing so, missed a kind of magic. I became more curious about her apparent contradictions, her instinctive strength, her cool, at times leveling wit, her vulnerability, empathy, and warmth, her hunger for solitude and the freedom it allowed, her formidable will, her tenacity, her passion for literature, adventure, art, architecture, history, the magnitude and scope of her intellect, her fragility, fear, and how she responded to grief, the tensile relationship she had with power. Early on, it became clear to me that her love for her children and her identity as a mother were fundamental to her character, as was her determination to construct, with measure and intention, a relatively normal life for Caroline and John, and to nurture them in a spirit of inquiry and a sense of responsibility to the larger world. I saw this reflected not just in her words about her children, but in their words and care for her as she aged. I was fascinated by her desire to explore, observe, learn, by her faith in the power of art and literature as forces of social change. I realized that if I wanted to write about Jackie, I needed to absorb historical sources and nonfiction accounts, and then I needed to leave it, all of it, to enter the story in a new way, to try to capture the spirit of a bold and brilliant young woman who falls in love, builds a family, endures unthinkable violence and shattering loss. A woman who rises out of that broken dark to create a legacy, who seeks to embrace life, love, work, and continues to grow with purpose and grace, taking risks, making mistakes, often deeply public ones. That was the story I became riveted by, a story told through a human lens, which felt close to emotional and psychological truth. Jackie's moments of irreverence were interesting to me, but I expected those, no matter how unexpected the swerves in her humor were. What I found revelatory was her passion, her genuine warmth, and the unique bond between her and Jack. Looking closely at candid photographs of Jack and Jackie, including that 1957 photograph, and other moments of intimacy when they might not have known they were being observed, I felt how they were aligned, conspiratorial even. There was something deeply beautiful and real between them, an integrity in how they understood each other, with all their strengths, flaws, willfulness, play. Something resonant and irrevocable in the love that existed between them. Jackie described herself once as an outsider. I love that she bit her nails and read everything, that she loved the books of theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, as well as the novels of Irish writer Edna O'Brien. She memorized whole stanzas of Tennyson's Ulysses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?